Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hello, this is the creator of The Orphans. My name is Zachary Fortescom, and I just wanted to thank some of our patrons before we got started. Naris Howell, Doppelbug, and Sean M. Thank you so much for your support. And now, on with the show.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
How did you sleep?
Not very well.
Well, seeing as it's your first time drifting back into unconsciousness, I imagine it would be quite difficult.
What do you mean?
Oh, my apologies. I meant nothing by it. Merely commenting on the fact that this is your first time experiencing temporary unconsciousness. You had never gained consciousness before yesterday.
No, you're right.
Are you feeling well?
I'm fine, I just feel... I don't know, I feel strange. I had a dream.
I imagine it was more abstract in nature. Clones have not been known to have palpable nighttime visions.
No, it was very clear. I just can't remember something.
How unfortunate.
He was right there. He was so close. He wanted to tell me something.
Who did?
My father.
You do not have a father. You are a synthetically created life form.
I know. But he was my father, I know it.
How are you aware of the meaning of the word father? It is to my knowledge that this is not part of the basic vocabulary provided to you.
I don't know. But I do know the word.
We should investigate this further.
Perhaps. Is Baz awake?
No. He is still resting.
Good. He needs it. Jeffrey?
Yes?
Baz has another name, doesn't he?
You're referring to his call sign, Gilroy?
Yes. What does that mean?
A call sign distinguishes one clone from another. There are often visual cues that other clones can detect to distinguish one from another, such as facial features or styling of hair. But the call sign simplifies this process. You will need to choose a call sign to distinguish yourself from the other Catherines.
There are others. What am I saying? Of course there are.
Actually, at present, no. You are the only Catherine unit currently to have gained consciousness. You are the first of your kind.
Oh.
Does this not please you?
Why would it please me?
Because you feel a sense of independence, or uniqueness?
No.
What do you feel?
Loneliness.
Oh, that is a negative emotion.
Yes.
Curious.
Hi, Stella.
Hello.
Sorry?
I said hello.
You responded to Stella.
Affirmative.
You've never responded to Stella.
Hello, I believe that is down to me. I saw that you became frustrated with Stella's inability to respond to its given name, so I altered its self-identification subroutine. It now self-identifies with the name Stella.
Well, that's nice, isn't it, Stella?
Unfortunately, I did not fix its manners.
Oh, that's all right. There's enough change anyway.
Of course.
Well, good morning.
To you as well.
Thank you. How is Catherine?
She is well, I believe.
Is that?
Yes. Commander sending a video link request.
Shit.
It is all right. They have no knowledge of the events that have transpired in the previous hours.
Yeah, but I do.
You can falsify events.
I'm an awful liar.
You will have to try, because failure to answer this communication will raise suspicion.
Fine, put it through.
Corporal Gilroy.
It's a pleasure to see you, Admiral Vass.
Dispatch with the pleasantries, please.
Yes, of course.
Your report from yesterday is missing.
Oh, sorry, I injured myself yesterday. I completely forgot.
There is no record of this.
Oh, yes. No, we haven't had a chance to update the log.
There is no record of a distress call from your base. That would be automatically forwarded to me.
I judge that my situation wasn't serious enough to warrant an emergency call.
I see. Then if your situation was not severe, then you surely were well enough to update the logs.
Yes, you are correct. It is my mistake.
Yes, it is. Do not let it happen again.
Of course.
Good. The reason I'm contacting you is to inform you that an associate of mine will be flying into your station to conduct an inspection.
Ah. I see.
Yes. The information has been sent to your reasoning unit. I expect him to be met with complete cooperation. Is that understood?
Yes, ma'am.
That is all, Corporal, as you were.
Fuck!
Do not distress. I have just received the details of our inspection. It is 2 weeks from today's date. We have time to prepare.
Oh, fuck preparing. They're going to see what happened, and we already lied to them. Do you know what they're going to do to me?
You must relax. You and I can find solutions to this problem.
I don't think that we can.
We must. Everything depends on it.
Fuck!
You must calm yourself.
What's going on? I heard shouting.
We're screwed is what's going on.
What?
It is nothing, Catherine. A mere bump in the road. Please excuse Baz. He is having a slight overreaction.
I am not overreacting.
I believe that you are.
Fine, you know what? Then you fix it.
I don't understand. What happened?
We have been mandated an inspection.
What's wrong with that?
Events have unfolded recently that, if uncovered, could prove to be problematic for all of us.
Are you talking about me?
Amongst other things.
What do you plan to do?
I am currently processing several options and possible contingencies.
Anything promising?
Possibly.
That's good to hear.
Perhaps it would be best if you spoke to Baz. I do not believe he will be receptive to my input at this point.
Yes, I think you're right.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
What?
Could I come in?
Yeah, fine.
I'd like to talk if that's all right.
Has he sent you?
Yes. But I do also want to speak to you.
Well, that's kind.
Not really.
No?
No.
All right, then.
I have some questions, and well, there's no point trying to calm you down, so I thought rather than that I could distract you, and it seemed like a good chance to get some answers.
Fine. Go ahead.
Well, So I'm Catherine, but I'm also a Catherine, right?
Right. You are one of many.
Okay. And you are a Baz, and you are Baz. I understand that, but what I don't understand is why.
What do you mean?
What's the point of us?
We have functions.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how to dress a wound.
Yes.
And I know how to format a disc.
Oh, I understand.
Good.
So we fill roles?
Exactly.
And who made us?
You should have really been inducted properly. There's so much you need to know.
Well, I wasn't, so can you please tell me?
We're made by the collective. That's short for the combined collective of planets. They created us, and we work for them.
Why?
Why what?
Why do we do it?
We just do. It's, well, it's all any of us really have.
And who is Olivia?
What?
An Olivia unit. I read that my unit is a replacement. Why?
Oh, I don't know why. I guess they made improvements to your genome or something.
And what happens to all the Olivia units out there?
They will be phased out.
Does that mean what I think it means?
What do you think it means?
They're going to be killed?
More or less.
That's awful.
That's life. Sorry.
No, I appreciate the honesty. I'm sorry I'm asking so many questions.
It's all right. Really. It's the least I can do. I owe you.
I have one more question.
Ask away.
What is outside?
Of the facility?
No, I mean, what is it? I understand that there are other places. What is outside? I know the term, but I just have nothing to connect it to.
You've never been outside?
No. Where are you going?
We're going outside. Come on.
What is that?
It's the wind.
That's wind? I didn't think it would feel like that.
What did you think it would feel like?
I hadn't really thought about it.
Come this way. Look over there that way.
What am I... Oh. Wow. What is it?
It's a forest. It's made up of many trees.
It's beautiful.
You've got a good view from here.
And over there. What are those?
Those are mountains.
They're massive.
It would take you hours to get to the top.
Amazing.
Now, I just want you to how did that feel?
It felt, I don't know, like my body opened. I feel fresh.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Great. I just feel so loose. I don't know the word for it.
Relaxed.
Yes. Relaxed.
I'm glad.
And who is this?
This is Stella. Say hi, Stella.
Hello. How are you?
What?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I have so much cleaning to get done.
Is that what you do? You clean?
I do indeed.
Hang on. What is going on, Stella? Why are you talking like this?
I believe that is down to me, Baz.
Geoffrey, what have you done now?
He's helped me see my potential. I can now understand how to interact with humans. I never understood you before.
Thank you, Stella. That is enough. You may go now.
Yes, sir.
I know how you are going to react, Baz.
What did you do to it, Geoffrey?
You said that I needed to fix our situation, so I have taken steps to do so. In order to achieve this, I needed assistance, more than you could provide.
Don't tell me you copied your emotional matrix.
I needed to be able to communicate to it efficiently. It needed a frame of reference for my emotions.
What are you doing, Geoffrey? You're experimenting on a cleanliness drone. You gave it emotions.
I had no other choice.
You keep digging us into a bigger hole! First you awaken her, essentially signing her death certificate, and then you make me lie about it, and now this!
You initiated this when you gave me these emotions. I am merely trying to save us.
No! You can't put down me. You made these choices, Geoffrey. We can't keep going on like this.
There is no other way forward.
There must be!
What do you mean he signed my death certificate?
What?
You said that when he awakened me, he signed my death certificate.
Oh,
what is he talking about, Geoffrey?
What Baz is referring to is the standard procedure of dealing with clones who are birthed and have contact with the world before proper induction.
Which is?
Termination.
You're going to kill me?
No, we're not going to kill you.
But the people you work for are. And you didn't tell me. You just let me walk around dead on arrival.
There is no need for anger.
No! You did this to me. You pushed this onto me. I didn't ask for any of this.
I implore you to see reason.
Reason? What reason?
Catherine, wait.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Facility. You can support the show by heading on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio, where you can get a heck of a lot more Orphans content for your money, trust me. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio. And you can head on over to our website, orphanspod.com, for transcripts, merch, and a link to our Discord. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum. It starred Alex Bird, James Barbarossa, Elizabeth Benbow, Amy Kember, and Jody Stedman. It was executive produced by James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.